Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Matapos ang malamig at maulang winter sa katimugang bahagi ng Australia, magsisimula na ang tagsibol o spring na may dalang mas mainit at maaliwalas na kalangitan. Kaya naman ito ang panahon na namumukadgad ang mga halaman. Kasabay nito ang pagdami ng pollen sa hangin. At kung nakakaramdam ka na ng pangangati ng mata o itchy eyes, runny nose o madalas na pagbahing, posibleng ito ay hay fever o seasonal allergic rhinitis. Kapag ang pollen naman ay umabot sa baga, maaari itong magdulot ng allergy-induced asthma. Magkasama ang mga kondisyong ito ang pinakamadalas na problema sa kalusugan na dulot ng allergy dito sa Australia. Kaya binigyang linaw ang mga bagay na ito ni Adjunct Associate Professor Joy Lee, isang espesyalista sa respiratory at allergy at co-chair ng Respiratory Allergy Stream sa National Allergy Center of Excellence.
Grass pollen is a major cause of allergic rhinitis, also known as hay fever, and seasonal allergic asthma. So together these are known as respiratory allergies. Respiratory allergy is actually the most common allergic problem in Australia. About a quarter of the Australian population can be said to be affected by hay fever, and about 10%, nearly like 3 million, will have asthma. And also the two often coexist. So if you have one, you have a high risk of having the other.
Dagdag ni Lee, ang pollen mula sa ryegrass ay isa sa mga pangunahing sanhi ng allergic rhinitis o hay fever sa Australia, lalo na sa mga lugar sa timog silangang bahagi ng estado ng Victoria, New South Wales at Australian Capital Territory o ACT.
So it's an introduced grass. So it tends to be these introduced grasses that are more the issue rather than native grasses. And that starts pollinating in September, October, peaking in November, with the end of the season coming towards December and January. Other parts of Australia, like Queensland, for example, there may be more tropical grasses, and they may have later seasons, so they might go into the summer, like January, February, March.
Kung apektado ka ng hay fever, ibig sabihin nito, ang iyong immune system na karaniwang nagpoprotekta sa iyo laban sa sakit ay nag-overreact sa pollen. At ang reaksyong ito ay nag-trigger ng pamamaga ng ilong, mata o airways o daanan ng hangin na siyang sanhi ng perwisyong sintomas ng allergy.
So when it's in contact with the eyes and nose, for example, that triggers the symptoms of hay fever, what we call inflammation, which is like a release of different chemicals from cells, which causes things like swelling, itching. If we inhale it lower into our respiratory systems, and then you get inflammation in the airways and the lungs, and then you get your symptoms of asthma.
Si Michaela Diaz ay nakatira sa Brisbane at matagal nang naranasan ang matinding epekto ng hay fever at iba pang mga allergy tuwing spring o tagsibol.
It's actually quite anxiety inducing because you never know how bad it's going to be. You never know what the weather's actually going to throw you. The symptoms are quite chronic. They can actually leave me housebound, and they range from really itchy skin and hives to sneezing and coughing and a lot of sinus symptoms, blocked nose, things like that, itchy eyes and watering eyes as well, which kind of makes you look like a bit of a zombie sometimes.
Sa kabila ng stress at hindi komportableng karanasan dahil sa mga allergy tuwing springtime, naging bihasa si Michaela sa pag-manage ng kanyang kondisyon o mga sintomas.
When we're coming towards that springtime, it's making sure I have the right medications on deck, that I'm taking them at the right time, and that I'm on top of that so that my body is prepared to battle all of those fun environmental factors. When I open my windows in my house, or where I open my windows in my house, depending on the wind, or taking sheets to a laundromat to dry instead of hanging them out, it's all about minimizing that risk in whatever way works for the individual.
Dahil dito, ang mga health professionals tulad ng inyong local GP o pharmacist ang pinakamainam na taong lapitan para sa medical advice kung apektado ka ng hay fever at iba pang springtime allergies. Ayon kay Dr. Duncan McKinnon, na isang GP at nagtatrabaho sa bahagi ng Regional New South Wales, sabi niya, halos puno ang kanyang clinic sa mga pasyenteng may respiratory complaints tulad ng hay fever at allergy-induced asthma tuwing spring at summer.
The important thing to do is teach people, give them the information so that they can manage these conditions themselves. And if you teach them how to help themselves, how to avoid it and what to treat it with, and most of this is treated with over-the-counter medications so that they don't need to see or seek health advice all the time. And I think the most important thing with asthma is that if you have a cough, you're wheezing and you find it difficult to catch your breath and it's the first time this has happened, you need to seek medical advice.
Dagdag pa ng doktor, ang mga over-the-counter na gamot tulad ng antihistamines at nasal spray na mabibili sa iyong local chemist ay makakatulong upang maibsan ang ilan sa mga karaniwang sintomas ng hay fever. Gayunpaman, binibigyang diin ni Dr. McKinnon na mahalaga ring pag-isipan kung paano mababawasan o maiiwasan ang pagsisimula ng mga sintomas, pati na kung paano ka ma-relieve sa mga sintomas na ito.
So both for hay fever and asthma, there are relievers and preventers. And the relievers mostly are in the form of an antihistamine or salbutamol for asthma, that's Ventolin. So they just relieve the problem for a short period of time. There are some decongestants that you can get for hay fever, but they shouldn't be used more than a day or two at a time.
Sa usapin naman ng preventive treatments, maaaring irekomenda ng iyong GP ang paggamit ng corticosteroid medication upang labanan ang allergic inflammatory response tulad ng intranasal corticosteroids para sa hay fever o inhaled corticosteroids para sa allergy-induced asthma.
The real management of these things is very, very low-dose steroids in a nasal spray or an oral spray that we might choose to use. If you use a steroid, it takes a week to start to work because they're very low dose. But you need to start taking it now so that in a week's time, you're not suffering from the same problem. In the meantime, if, for instance, with hay fever, you might use an antihistamine nasal spray and that can just give you some short-term relief.
Ang abisong ito ay sinang-ayunan ni Professor Lee na nagpapaliwanag na merong iba't ibang mga diagnostic test at treatments na magagamit para sa mga allergy. Depende sa tindi ng mga sintomas.
You can get a referral to see a specialist like an allergist, immunologist, where we can do more specific testing like skin prick testing, for example, checking different allergen sensitizations. And we can offer something called immunotherapy. And it's basically extract of the allergen that we think is causing your problems, if it's available. And we give it to people in small doses to try and get the immune system, instead of having that overreaction when it's exposed to the allergen, to become what we call desensitized or more used to it.
Dagdag pa nito, ang dami ng pollen sa hangin ay maaaring magbago araw-araw. Kaya ang mga pollen count at forecast resources na makukuha online at sa mobile phone apps ay makakatulong sa iyong kondisyon.
So they can help predict if it's going to be a very bad pollen day. So often it gets graded like mild, moderate, severe, extreme. So if you know it's going to be an extreme pollen day and you're susceptible to that, probably want to try and make plans to not be outside too much on that day.
Dagdag paliwanag naman ni Dr. McKinnon, mayroon ding mga particular na weather events na dapat bantayan tuwing springtime, kabilang na ang tinatawag na thunderstorm asthma, kung saan nangyayari ang mga kulog at kidlat sa araw na mataas ang bilang ng pollen.
So it's a perfect storm, so to speak. Thunderstorm asthma is that perfect match of humidity, warmth, season, and wind. And it causes a massive release of pollen into the air from all of the trees and all of the grasses all at once.
Inirekomenda din ni Dr. McKinnon na sa panahon ng ganitong weather events para sa mga taong madaling tamaan ng allergy at may hika o asthma, na isara ang mga bintana at pintuan, iwasang lumabas sa bahay, o kung kinakailangang lumabas, maaaring magsuot ng sunglasses at face mask bilang proteksyon.
In terms of asthma, which can be life-threatening, it's really important that the diagnosis is made and that you become familiar with the treatment strategies. If you're finding it difficult to breathe, really difficult to breathe, you call an ambulance. But if you are finding it difficult to breathe, you can go to an urgent care clinic, you can go to your GP, or you can go to your hospital.
At pahabol ni Professor Lee, ang pagiging handa sa springtime allergies ay nangangahulugan ng pagkakaroon ng maayos na management plan sa sariling kondisyon. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Phil Tusak na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.